Between 1932 and 1933, there was a famine in the then Soviet Socialist Republic of Ukraine. The episode is known to history as the Holodomor, the killing by hunger, in which millions of Ukrainians perished for want of sustenance, a want that was created by human agency. A little-known part of the story is the work of the Holy See to alleviate the suffering of the people in Ukraine. Father Athanasius McVeigh is a Catholic priest of the Ukrainian Eparchy of Edmonton, a church historian and author of the book The Holy See and the Holodomor, documents from the Vatican secret archives on the Great Famine of 1932-1933 in Soviet Ukraine. He spoke with us about the volume.
I have been sort of trolling the bottom, one could say, of the river in the archives there, sort of looking to scoop up any kind of documents that mention Ukraine or Ukrainian affairs. There aren't a lot of Ukrainian researchers in the Vatican archives, and so I sort of tried to collect everything, and I came upon these documents in 2008 in one of the files that was recently declassified in 2006. Pope Benedict declassified the files of the Pontificate of Pius XI, 1922 to 1939. So that whole period was open, and I went through looking for all the Ukrainian things and found these documents and transcribed them, knowing that they'll come in handy one day. Someone will publish something stupid about the Holodomor. There's a lot of Holodomor deniers, obviously. Mainly for political reasons, and that I'd be able to address it and say, no, the diplomats of the Holy See and the international diplomatic community that was giving the information to the Holy See as well was aware of this, and the Pope did try to help out.
Those are the kinds of documents, then, that you're dealing with, mostly diplomatic correspondence.
Most of the documents are emerging from the Pro-Russia Commission, which was founded by Pius XI in 1925 and run by the French Jesuit Michel d'Herbigny. This was the commission in charge of all matters pertaining to the Soviet Union and the Russian diaspora. And in their categorization of the time, they included Ukrainians from Soviet Ukraine as well in this category. And I basically bumped into Professor Luchuk in the elevator of the Vatican Archives. It was, I think we referred to it in the introduction, as a propitious meeting. It was a completely accidental meeting, and he was with Father Porfirio Pidruchny, who's another researcher who I know, and I asked him if I could give them a hand with anything, and he said he's looking for documents about the Holodomor, and I told him I've got them all transcribed. So he really decided that we should publish this book.
Who's going to enjoy this book? History buffs, certainly, but a little more specifically?
Well, I could probably tell you who's not going to enjoy it. Yes, certainly anyone interested in you know, 20th century European history between the two wars, anyone interested even in human rights, because you know, the Holodomor is an issue which touches on human rights and touches on a lot of ethical and moral issues about you know, humanity and the things that can be done through political manipulation and ideologies.
So is this going to be interesting to people who would like to see and learn about how the Holy See thinks its way through these sorts of things? Where the rubber meets the road.
Absolutely. And I think in our introduction we go through a little bit of the basic functioning of the mechanisms of the Apostolic See, and as well, you know, anyone interested in seeing that. I think Dr. Pintinaroli really underlines that in her afterword, that the so-called silence of the Holy See on ethical and moral issues between the wars is really... it's not. There was a lot of action. There was a lot of things being done quietly because of the position that the Holy See found itself in the diplomatic world.
Not a lot of public statements perhaps being made because the Holy See was too busy doing things.
Well, yeah, and basically, you know, the decisions are very clear-cut. There's a lot of audience minutes between Bishop d'Urbigny and the Pope, and there's the Pope's reaction and the Pope's words often reported word by word, and he was very concerned about this, and it was just a question of how and what could be done. And there were not a lot of avenues open to, you know, a country that, for example, didn't have diplomatic relations with the Soviet Union.
Was there anything that jumped out at you specifically, things that might be interesting to people who are concerned to learn about how the Holy See thinks and works, how the Holy See moves in these sorts of delicate diplomatic circumstances?
I think Laura Pettinaroli says that the Holy See showed itself to be the master of indirect action and tried to be effective in their assistance rather than taking a very public posture. Although in the case of the Holodomor, time and time again, news about it was published in the Osservatore Romano by on the orders of the Pope, who said all of this information must be made, put into the public forum. But the question of what could be done practically to aid the victims was a very difficult one.